Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tell Stephen A. I said hello, damn it.
I will not. I'm not going to do that.
John Sally.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
We got
to
check in with Sally, man. Warriors, where's regular season? Getting closer. They just had Curry holding up the trophy 2022 game. Boy, we need that back, Steiny.
Need what back?
Those vibes, that championship year where they shocked the world, got off to that great start. They have Bielitsa, Lionel Richie. That's my Otto Porter. That's what we look like. Man, Steiny, they got it done, man.
Talking about, ask me.
Well, you're yelling. I'm here for you.
Let's go to Thon. Thon will start us off. I don't even feel like starting us off. What's up, Thon? How you doing?
Perhaps.
Hey, can you guys hear me okay?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you know, I've been watching like Kuminga for the past couple of years, and you know, I see his effort is not there. You know, to be a great player, you have to bring your effort like every night. You know, you see Jordan do like a 360 dunk on a practice game, and he was killing Reggie Miller on a preseason game. You know, those are the things that you have to bring to be a great player. You know, like you see Kobe's like working out.
Yeah.
I don't think Kobe is talented as Jordan, but he bring it. And then guess what? He becomes the second best player in the history. So effort is one of them. And, you know, like sometimes you have to take a role in a great, you know, like a smaller role in a great team. You see like Ron Harper was killing them in Cavalier, but he came to the bowl and he was averaging like 8 points, 9 points, but he's still a pretty good piece.
Yeah.
He got, you know, on the Chicago.
No doubt. And he had to deal with an injury too. So that's what kind of forced him to turn into a role player. I mean, I agree. Kuminga's got to bring it every night, but thinking he's going to bring it like Kobe Bryant or Michael Jordan. I mean, you're talking about two of the most competitive players of all time.
And I got to say something, Steiny. Like, just you saying what you saw yesterday, I'm not disputing it at all. I saw a lot of that. But it's just funny how I have to take a step back, a couple, and I'm really frustrated and hurt, basketball hurt, that this Kuminga experiment is not further down the road. And that's why I got triggered. You know, I'm not telling you he's Kawhi Leonard. I'm just saying an older team – for Wiseman, that's over. That ship has left the dock. I get it. I'm over that. Really never will be, Steiny. But when you talk about the ailments or what you see, you're right in the birth certificate. And that's why a guy the size and the athletic gifts that Kuminga possesses, is sad that it hasn't popped. That's all. And when I hear you talk about your truth and I watch it, it's early, it hurts more. It's like, it takes a village. It's on everybody. But last night was bad for Kuminga. Even if you want to say, goo, it don't matter. I'm like, man, I don't know what to do. I really don't, Steiny, but as a diehard Warrior fan, it hurts. This dude could be so good, man.
Most projects don't work out. When you draft a project, most of the time, it doesn't work out.
You know what?
And that's what the Warriors drafted. They drafted two projects. One has not worked out. And the other is a good, solid role player. Jonathan Kuminga right now working on his craft to try to become something more than that.
Now, I just looked up that noun, project. And it says, a individual or collaborative enterprise that is carefully planned to achieve a particular goal. So, Steiny, I know a lot of people think I'm caping for JK. I'm not. I'm like Joe Lacob. I think he's still infatuated with him. But Stani, it's why is it? Why does it seem to be all on JK for not being what they want him to be?
Because he's the player, and like honestly, like this is where I
talk to him.
I feel like you know when, like you go so overboard at times with Kuminga that the only way I can like he's not good enough to play more. Like he's not consistent enough. Like he doesn't, he fits this team one way and one way only. And that's he's young and they need a young player. But you know what?
That doesn't give him any grace.
You know how you, like this guy, no, he's got one role. Come off the bench, give him the ball, let him cook. Okay, that's like the Warriors don't play basketball like that. And like the problem, and you're right, the problem is when we talk about him like this, it makes it sound like I think he stinks.
All right, and I don't think he stinks,
I got you. But I don't think he's got much of a gripe.
Yeah, and I'm not saying he's Jordan. I'm just saying the fact that the project can't be further along or he not just be a constant for the future whenever that day does come is disheartening. And I'm going to say this. I said when he came back or he first spoke to the media the other day, I felt like a guy that he didn't want to be here, Stani. And, I'm hoping I'm wrong, but last night looked like he didn't want to be out there. And I don't mean he was loafing. I'm just talking about the
mannerism.
Well,
it was a preseason game, so it didn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You see, I didn't bring that to the thing. So I'm hoping, you know, when it's go time and they start off with the Lakers – even what you're saying about the OGs will be vanished, and you'll be like, okay, that was just a Wednesday night preseason game.
Well, the next thing that's going to happen is it's going to be a Wednesday night regular season game. And, I mean, didn't – I don't know.
No, go ahead.
I don't see how one singular, solitary – thing has changed with Kuminga. Not one thing. I don't see one aspect of Kuminga and the Warriors that has changed.
He's still got man.
But okay, give me one thing that's changed.
No, I can't because I hadn't seen it.
Exactly. Yeah. He's still got two better players in front of him that the coach likes more. I mean, he's just that's the bottom line. And that's not going away. And most importantly, that's not going on. That's not going away for Kuminga. I mean, trust me. When you're a player and you think you should be getting more time and you're not, it's hard to go to the gym every day all revved up and being a professional. Sometimes you're like, this is BS.
Okay.
It's really hard on a young player.
Stani, I got something that Daryl L. Johnson the first needs answered. We do this all day with every team. And I always think you're the king of it. But, you know, we talk about the future. And if you're ready and Warrior fans are ready to identify Kuminga not being part of the future, because you brought this up earlier and I didn't get a chance to stop and tell you where I was going with this. But you said the next guy's not on this roster.
No.
Let me tell you something. The Warriors aren't going to be in the lottery this year. They're going to be what I think we've deemed, and you taught me at times, the worst place to be sometimes is in the middle. But if you are correct, because I'm hoping you're not, if you are correct, how concerning is that as an organization that you don't have anything remotely close to being the next?
Honestly?
But hold on. And you need to be dependent on that youth right now.
Dude,
because
they're
if
have
Kuminga
money.
Was balling, okay, there you go. That's what I'm looking
gonna,
for.
It's going to be a free agent. Or that's the plan. The plan is that.
Okay, that's all I was looking for.
They don't want anybody. Why did they not trade for Monk? They don't want any money on the books. When Steph and Dre are gone, they want to have cap space.
All right.
To get, because they know ain't nobody here good enough to carry
all
a team.
All right.
So that's
when
they
make me feel better. Right. Okay.
And that's where we'll find out if a free agent wants to come here and follow Steph Curry and try to do what he's done.
I'll say this to that. Another thing that gets me excited is, if what I don't want to have happen, if it goes bad, Kuminga moved in January. I mean, Stani, what if you were to get an asset back that fit in seamless? Like, that could happen.
Sure, it could. It absolutely could. But that player's not going to be able to turn back the clock on the most important players on the team. Let's go to Larry in Lafayette.
Larry.
Hey, Larry, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, gentlemen. I think, you know, this kind of reminds me of Billy Beane and not the way he stopped drafting prospects and started drafting people who could to put up stats. And Kuminga was drafted as a prospect, like you mentioned, a project to be worked on. And it's, I think it's unfair to him to try and get him to fit into everything he needed to do, you know, with COVID and everything else that happened. It stunted a lot of kids' development. But where we went wrong, honestly, in my opinion, is we let Draymond punch Poole off the team.
Wow, man.
And yet we ended up giving Poole away for nothing. Really, we got nothing right out of the Chris Paul move. So, you know, and also it also showed Kuminga couldn't play with Chris Paul. Kuminga's having a hard time playing with Jimmy Butler. You know, there's a thing called feel in the game, and I was never that great in basketball, but in other games I played as a sport, you get to a certain level and you could anticipate what's going on. You knew where the team was going, and you would just be able to react quicker because you didn't have to think about what you had to do.
Right.
And I don't ever see that from Kuminga. He's intentional only when he's trying to score and dribbling and moving on people.
Wow.
The rest of the time, I do think he's not quite as quick to get the feel of the game like the rest of the players his age.
Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the call.
Stoney, can you break smart? Yeah, sorry, but can you break down that word that just hit me? Intentional. Only when he's trying to score. What does that tell you, if Larry's correct? That he doesn't have confidence in the other factors of the game outside of scoring or trying to go to the hole.
You don't need to have confidence in your defense. You just need to try hard. Like, half the battle playing defense is just trying to trick your coach into thinking you're playing defense.
Stoney, here I go, and you go off, and that's fine. I'm being real. He's not a loafer, man. You're not saying that, Kuminga. I see him trying to bust tail.
He just doesn't know where to put his energy.
Mm.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. I do want to say one thing, just because everybody, you know, it feels like you're either a Pods fan or you're a Kuminga fan. And I feel like I got to make this clear. Ask me what I think of Kuminga's basketball IQ.
Hey, Stoney, what do you think of Kuminga's basketball IQ?
Not much. Ask me what I think of Pajemski's basketball IQ.
Stoney, what do you think of Pods' basketball IQ?
Not much.
Now that's...
Not much. People get
okay, I got my
taking
sword.
A
okay.
charge mixed up
right.
with that other thing. Like, I do not think Pods is a smart player right now. I think he gambles too much. I think he drives too much into traffic. I don't necessarily trust him late in a game.
But Kerr does.
Well, that's fine.
And so do the others.
But he also may have to because he's got nobody else to go to. But... Pajemski's so smart.
Stoney,
really?
Wow, man, I'm shocked.
How so? Like, what is smart?
Because I think
he can step in and take a charge.
No. One, he hustles, he rebounds, but his IQ of not to mess it up and know
he
who
does
to get
mess
the,
it up. He tries
I'm
to
not
do
saying
too
he's
much,
perfect, but for him to retain that job is smart. Stoney.
I got news. No, you're wrong. And this is like, here's why you're wrong. Is because we've spent the first hour talking about how Pajemski thinks he's better than he is, and that is the part of not knowing your game and not being a smart player. But, he thinks he's better than he is.
No doubt.
So therefore, I don't think he's a smart player because he can't even realistically evaluate his own game.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it.
But I'm separating and differentiating, Stoney, the verbal game than what you do on the court. And there have been times on the court, you're right, because this thing is starting to become a thing or a theme to me, driving in, thinking you're going to go for the layup, realizing, okay, the taller dude's got me, I'm going to just throw it to anybody. But Stoney, for him on his best day to hold down his job until I think that's all upstairs. Like, you got to give him that.
Who?
Pods. So, like, you're almost saying he's keeping the job, or he got the job by default. I'm saying he's kept that job next to Steph and Dre. I mean, guys who will sniff a phony out, or a guy, you know, a one-trick pony, they'll sniff him out. And Kerr's entrusted that dude to run the team at times. That's all I'm saying. So, when you say smart.
Wait, give me one other guy on the roster that's in the backcourt that can play other than Pods.
Wow. All right.
He has to play. He does.
Right, but it's when he plays too, though. Stoney,
you're not going to be able to convince me.
Oh, he's getting beat on D.
I think he's a smart player.
Wow.
You're just no
chance. Evan, how would you answer that, E? About smarts and Pods and me thinking that's what's keeping him out there. Stoney says, you know, not to paraphrase, that's lacking.
I think he plays well with the best players.
So wouldn't that make him smart too, though?
He himself individually is not a great player, but he plays well with Curry, Jimmy, and Draymond.
Doesn't that take smarts, though, E?
I mean, yes and no.
Okay.
Congrats, Brandon.
There are
players that don't play well with those three guys.
All right. And Kaminga is one of them.
That's a skill. Like, it is. And
damn.
Kerr wants players on the floor that amplify those three guys what they do well. And Pods, to his credit, is one of those players.
And I guess that's what I'm giving him credit for, Stoney, by calling it smarts. But I think that's what, at the end of the day,
just because you can take a charge doesn't mean you're smart.
I'm not saying that.
And just because you can step in front of somebody.
I hear you.
But I don't think he's...
Well, they addressed the backcourt depth with Melton. I really believe he's going to be a starter if he's healthy, Stoney. Starter.
415. Who?
Melton.
Please talk about the good young players who showed up in the fourth quarter last night. Cryer and Post can be very good. Post can shoot it. He's a chucker.
I mean, Kryler.
He's played big time basketball. I was looking at him.
Sorry, Cryer. My bad.
Third team was better than second team last night. Wasn't even close. Something about Post. I got to see more of him.
But he'll let him fly.
You're
friend
damn
of the
right
show.
He will.
I like him.
You darn
TJD
right.
TJD played.
Yeah, he was great. he was actually better than most of the guys coming off the bench.
It was a preseason game. You don't ever run down the plus
minus. So now guys like Trayce Jackson-Davis don't have to play hard in the preseason game?
No, that's different.
Okay.
Scared me with what I think is – Stoney, who did the rankings? Hollinger, whoever the projected rankings were, had the Warriors maybe –
Kevin Pelton.
Yeah, Pelton. I mean, when it's go time, this team will be ready. That's all I'm saying. Mm-hmm. This team's not perfect. Still lack size in important positions to me, but they're going to be a problem.
I'm surprised you didn't bring up TJD, Goo. He played well yesterday.
I'm proud of myself for not overdoing the preseason thing. Like, I don't know how to – you know what I think of TJD. I think highly of him. I think now that Tito, Al Horford, Stoney is not playing back-to-backs, he will have a chance to show what he can do. And be a part of this three-man rotation, four-man rotation with Green. You're talking about is real with the OG.
He's got to get better defensively in post. But he can shoot it. Not afraid to.
But how valuable are you, Stoney? You hear this a lot of times. You score 30, but you give up 28.
Well, that's why Horford's going to play as much as they can possibly play him. Because he combines stretch five with – he's their – better defender than Post. Mike in Santa Clara. What's going on, Mike? How you doing?
Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Hey,
doing
well.
Good. Hey, my point I wanted to kind of make was, you know, with the JK situation, look, he hasn't really been trained up to where we think he needs to be. Now, whether it's IQ or whether it's just his, I'm only saying it like this just because of like his play and everything, the selfishness to score, you know, what did he also grow up on actually watching? You know, for example, I'm just throwing names out there, guys, like Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Kevin Durant. But I think out of anything, what he should be really looking at, what we should be looking at is, you know, what players has Steve Kerr really kind of evolved? For example, you know, Steph Curry, Draymond, Clay, those came before Steve Kerr's time. He inherited that team. So they were also thrown in there just to actually get them in there. And JK hasn't been given that opportunity just to get thrown in there, but because of also the talent that's been around him as well. You're going to play those players, but you also need to get the guy experience on the floor as well. So I just feel like, you know, he hasn't been given that opportunity and he's been kind of held back. But at the same time, you know, the Warriors culture is what? A team culture. You know, you have to play with the team. He's playing like a one-man team. So I just feel like, you know, he hasn't fully accepted the culture, but I also put it on like how Steve Kerr plays the veterans all the time but doesn't want to play the young players, granted Pajinski and, you know, all these other guys. So what is really the problem? Is it really a Kuminga problem? Is it a coaching problem? That's the part that still confuses me at this point.
Yeah, I appreciate that, Mike. It was really kind of the whole story right there. Everybody, you know, Warriors haven't been great with him.
Yeah.
Kuminga hasn't been great.
And what scary partner is 48 months is a long time. And I know he was 18 when he came in, but Stani, just I'm saying that's it's not a year and a half, not 12 months, four years. And it's still the same question. And yep. I think the fairest way to look at it is everybody's had a hand in it, but he's still on the team. And again, Sonny, was just a game on Wednesday night, preseason game. And I know he's got to be better than that, and he'll probably say the same thing. But I got high hopes for this team, barring health, man, or assuming health. And you can't – that's hard to do.
Yeah, and I like the team on paper, but after – I don't – there's something about – and I'm not saying it's all on Kuminga because the team's got to deal with it. But I do not like where they're at with Kuminga, and I just don't like it.
Might tell you they don't either.
I don't like, and I don't. He wasn't a jerk last night. He was just so frustrated, and it's like he didn't know where to do. You know what to do, and it kind of feels like he's. I don't know. Is he losing a little? Has he lost a little support? I don't know, but he looked, you know, again, I don't think this kid's an attitude problem at all.
Right.
I just think that he just wants to play. And now it's all kind of gone haywire.
And you know what? Now you got, well, I know we're up against it, but I'll just tell you, this may have been draining. And he may have thought it was going to be easy to get back on the court because he mentioned the fans when he talks, Nani. But now there's no telling what's going through his head after this turbulent, you know, off season.
All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Real quick, some night, you know, on the other side, right. I got some Niner updates.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
Browns
why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't do anything in 2 minutes. Who the F?
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Niners play the Buccaneers on Sunday, and here's what's going on at practice. And this is Nick Wagoner of ESPN. These are the 49ers not participating during the early open portion of Thursday's practice. Brock Purdy with a toe, not practicing. He's off to the side. Pearsall knee off to the side. Watkins, Robert Beal Jr., and Yetur Gross-Matos, none of whom are practicing. Let's see. Juwan Jennings was in uniform and participating in the early portion.
All right.
And Purdy was on the side, but not practicing. So everything seems to be locking in for a Mac Jones start on Sunday in Tampa Bay.
Which would be his fourth, right?
Yep.
And it looks like Jennings is one off, one in. But if they could get him back, that would go a long way. But you're right. You said earlier, Stoney, Kendrick Bourne, man, kudos to Kyle for – and also him being available to come back and do what he did, man. I did not see 10 receptions for 142 yards last Thursday night, just a week ago.
You didn't have that on your bingo card?
Didn't have that. Who'd I steal that from?
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
Oh, my God. Oh,
that's
man.
The first time I actually had heard that.
Yeah.
So
it was Myles Garrett.
Yeah, it was good. It's good. But the problem is now, you know, now everybody uses it.
Yeah.
So it gets a little bit.
Were you watching the game tonight? Philly Giants.
I'm not watching Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh, Dodgers, Phillies.
Tulane.
Oh,
East Carolina.
Well, that's an early one. Four.
Is
yeah,
it?
It's four.
Go Green Wave.
Look at you. Don't you love to be a fan? You're glowing. Just imagine had you done that times three. Well, you're a Warrior fan. We know that. It's okay, Stoney. You're not going to ball up and just. You're a Dub fan, baby.
Okay.
I can tell you how you are. You've been to all four parades with me.
Have I?
Yeah, we've been to all four of them broadcasting.
For one reason. I got paid. I got paid.
You'd have still been there.
No. God, there was... You had so much... Like, here's where I need you to jump in.
Okay, because
you had like nine things that were all good before the show.
But when I jump in so much, I get what you call...
You interrupt, but that's not what I'm talking about.
See,
what I'm talking about is, over the last day or two, there's been about six things that you...
Well, I thought
up.
We were saying
and,
yeah.
and I was actually, not actually, right. but I was like, those are actually pretty good.
All right, I'll throw one at you.
Okay.
I was going to save it for tomorrow, but you will or deny, last Friday, you probably don't remember, it's my what's bugging me, but it was about Russell Wilson, but it's about what's going on in North Carolina. If Bill Belichick is to step down, Steiny, I think his legacy cannot be touched. Just like Bochy went to Texas with three rings. You think that fourth, yeah, it was nice. But he was already a made man. I think too much is being made of, oh, he's looking bad. So all of a sudden now, Belichick is not who we thought he was? The best football coach or one of them to do it? I'm asking you. This does look bad with his young girlfriend on the sideline. That's crazy. But, Stoney, I'm going to shock you. I still think if I'm an NFL team, because I don't think he's long for this thing's about to be over, and it's a bad look, but I still think he's not done in the NFL. But all that said, do you think he's affected, impacting his legacy? He has six.
See, to me, legacy is what everybody, what anybody makes of it. I mean, he's probably the greatest NFL coach of all time. He went to college at the end of his career, and he's not going to be successful.
Okay.
Like, this is one thing where you can find a lot of coaches who make their mark somewhere and then go somewhere else. It doesn't work out. And they just
the
doesn't
great,
really okay. hurt their legacy.
The great Jimmy Johnson, the Florida Dallas Cowboy coach. People forget he went to the Dolphins and it
exactly.
was a failure.
I don't remember
Nick
that.
Nick Saban coached it. People forget that. Why is that okay? Like, I'm just, I get it, man. But this dude's getting killed. And Stoney, I will say, the girlfriend part of this, he blew it. He just, that part of it is just, it's lightweight embarrassing. And I don't even know him.
What's so hard about saying he's probably the greatest NFL coach of all time? And, you know.
Because now you wonder if it was Brady.
I mean,
now you wonder if you were just riding Tom's coattail.
I mean, he still rode it pretty well.
No, that he did.
I mean, I actually don't think he's going to coach again in the NFL.
You know?
I wouldn't hire him.
Evan, would you hire him?
I would not hire him
right
now.
The hoodie back in the NFL?
No, but it doesn't mean he's still not. Arguably the greatest coach of all time.
Exactly. I just wouldn't hire him.
So I didn't think the Raiders should have hired Pete Carroll.
Wow. But, yeah. But Pete Carroll, I'm rooting for bad.
He's too old.
You think that matters, though, Stoney, the age? Pete Carroll looks like he's on the people Viagra. The dude's young. Life of the party.
I don't know what you're saying.
Like, Pete Carroll's
I don't know how to respond.
His age is not why the Raiders are off to a bad start. You don't think?
I don't know. Maybe he's not as sharp as he was 10 years ago.
Well, Mike Tomlin don't look like he's as sharp, but
everybody's
he's
different.
A main man. I'm just saying.
I mean, I can't sit here and say Pete Carroll's as sharp as he was 10 years ago.
It looks and sounds like it to me. And again, you know, that's neither here nor there. It's about the wins. But I just, man, they're piling on Bill, man. They really are. And I'm just like, man, I thought this was my – and now I'm starting to think, okay, was it Brady?
I mean, the way –
Or does that even matter? Or is that unfair to Bill?
Do other people look at it like me? I don't even think much of Belichick. I think about the mistake North Carolina made. They made the mistake. They made the mistake.
Well, they didn't. It's like the Kaminga they thought it was.
Look, that's a mistake. See, this is what
Bill's
I mean.
Bill's proven.
Talk about James Wiseman. It's like, but at the end of the day, the Warriors made a mistake. They blew it.
But
what is so hard about saying that?
You're right. But unlike North Carolina, this coach was one of the best coaches ever in the NFL.
Do you think they'd hire him again?
Hell no.
Okay.
But the resume, he's getting hired again.
Oh, that's fine, and I'll blame the team that hires him or the college. Like, Bill Belichick's just out there trying to get a job. If some idiot university wants to hire him, then go ahead. Like, it's Bill Belichick's Bill Belichick.
But you didn't have any expectations? I thought that thing was going to be up and running and maybe in a year or two. Because it's Bill Belichick.
It's college kids. He's 75 years old.
He can go recruit.
How do you know? How do you know he can recruit?
He's got a personality.
But how do you know he can recruit?
No, I got you. I don't. I'm just saying he took the job. He's telling me he can. Because that comes with it, right?
He took the job because he's making a boatload of money. You think he's invested in North Carolina? They made,
wow.
You know what? This is the way North Carolina got what they deserved. They got what they deserved. They did.
For trying to bring in a guy that had some sizzle, Stoney, that was a made dude.
Well, yeah, great. They won the press conference. How does that work out?
And I'm going to defend UNC. They don't need me to do shut up Michael Jordan. Stoney, I think they thought they were getting more than the press
conference. I'm sure they did. You know what?
That's what I'm saying.
This is what these guys do. Guys like Belichick and Phil Jackson.
Yeah.
They schnooker you. Phil Jackson couldn't have cared less when he was a GM of the Knicks.
Oh, okay.
Couldn't have cared less.
I was going to say, he delivered everywhere. I hear you.
And you know what? Bill Belichick, you think he's as competitive now as he was 15 years ago? Competitive. You think he's working as hard now as he did 15 years ago? I'd be shocked. They got what they deserve.
Horace Bird saying facts, Steiny. But I believe they wrote that check for the hoodie thinking they were going to get some return on investment.
And that's what's called a mistake, right?
Yeah.
They made a mistake. It was a bad decision.
But can you honestly look Evan and I in the face and say, because I can't remember if we rewound when it was announced that he was going to North Carolina, that you said this is bad. Like, did you think it was going to be this?
I didn't really think much of it.
I thought the other way because of he gets the benefit of the doubt. Who wouldn't give it to him? He's one of the best ball coaches ever. That's all.
Tulane might need a head coach when Summerall leaves.
He won't get hired at Tulane.
I mean, dude.
You know, I'm on their advisory board starting next year. You think I'm kidding?
What are you advising?
They have an advisory board for the athletic department. It's just an advisory position.
But what does that entail?
It's 12 parents, you know, just business people around Tulane that care about the school.
I feel like you might be telling the truth, the athletic Eli. Oh, Stoudy,
eventually,
you got all the answers,
eventually
man.
They'll start wanting my advice.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not on any advisory.
Okay, Chewy.
I don't know what you're doing.
On the chat, this is when Guru comes out with the Mike Tyson. Jimmy Johnson coached in Miami, not Florida. I'm talking about Dolphins. He coached the Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins. I know he coached in Miami. Sorry, that's the stuff that gets me upset. I love you, Chewy. Damn. Miami Dolphins, honey, help me out now.
You do believe me that I would hate to have Bill Belichick the coach of Tulane.
That is...
I would hate it because the guy there now is a damn good coach and he likes it there and he works hard and I don't need no gimmick. Don't need no gimmick.
So until he gets a better offer.
Man.
I know.
But you calling Bill the gimmick is, that's like,
he
wow.
He's a gimmick. He's a gimmick. He's a gimmick for college football. Not a college coach.
Come on. He's got a buyout of $1 million.
Is that it? Yeah. Are you sure it's only a million?
Only a million. The boss and I were talking about it with Evan yesterday.
Okay.
He's coming back to the league.
Who's
going to
hire him?
A team that needs... Man.
Let me ask you a question. I'm dead serious. If the situation were different here, you'd hire Bill Belichick as the head coach of the Niners?
There's no doubt.
Yeah, I would never do that.
And you're real quick. And
I would not do that.
Because now we're talking pro. Because, Steiny?
It's a million if he wants out. It's
yeah.
20 million if the school wants
out. Oh, no, I was talking about him.
Well, he ain't rolling until he gets kicked out.
He might.
He might. You're right. That's why none of these guys ever quit.
Some people are hypothesizing that next Friday at Cal Berkeley might be his last game.
UNC's at Cal Berkeley?
We got to go to that.
I've been telling you this for like a month.
Yeah, I forgot. But you're right.
Yeah,
we
got
to go to that. We got to, as Evan says, pull up.
Barton, you're there.
Steiny, just admit, as a father, you're disgusted with Bell. Yeah, I mean, he's crass.
Now, that's a great point. The whole young girlfriend thing, you were never in on. How much
Who
of
is
that?
In on that?
But yours truly. You want to be happy, Steiny.
It's got very
How much
little.
Is, honestly,
very
Steiny?
Little.
That's a great pool.
He's 70. How old is he? 74? That's too old to have a head coach.
Oh, I thought you were to say to have a young girlfriend.
Well, it is too. I mean, you know, I mean,
everything.
That's.
There's not even, no, hey, you're going to one day
I
be
mean,
that
like,
age.
This is where you always say legacy. It's like, I can make a differentiation. I can say Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time. Man, he's a scumbag. Like, yeah, he's a great coach. And, like, I think what he's doing now is completely unacceptable. But
yeah.
I realize that some people don't feel as strongly as me. And that's fine, but like he's never going to become a worse coach because of he's dating a 24-year-old. Like I can make that.
How big of a let's just call this a mistake? How bad does this look on his resume? To me, it's nothing.
Which?
When you got UNC, if this thing is over tomorrow, okay, he tried it. Saban did it too. Jimmy Johnson went to the Dolphins.
He's not going to be the only coach who's ever hung on too long or player.
I mean, you think Jordan at the Wizards impacted his legacy? Obviously not. His shoe is still said that. You know what I mean? Guys earn the right to do other things.
Well, there's a difference there, I think, between Jordan. Jordan was just...
Okay, Bruce Bochy, real quick. Bruce Bochy, the ring in Texas.
What about
how did that elevate his profile where he already had three in one spot? To me, it was like, that's nice. Don't get me wrong. You won, but you already were a dude. You had three in one place.
Yeah, but he won on another one. That means he won somewhere, went somewhere else with a completely different. I think a coach who wins a title with two different teams, you know, yeah, for the most part, that's going to trump a guy who's just won it for the one team he coached. I mean, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Absolutely. I give Bochy. Bochy's elevated there because of what he did with Texas. It doesn't
supersede the three.
No, but
you're
it's
saying
like,
the profile goes up.
I mean, you can stack him up against anybody at this point, I would think. So now the guy I would hire is Nick Saban. I would hire Nick Saban.
The quitter. Donnie, he ran from NIL.
Why would you hire Saban?
He couldn't defeat NIL. That bothers me.
I can't really. You know why it bothers you?
Because
he's a man of principle.
Yeah.
That's right. But that's why you don't like him.
But when he
because he said, I wanted
to switch to the kids, his message ran stale to these new kids, and that bothered him.
So what would be wrong with me at my age they're saying, hey, Steiny, we're going to start
Where are you going?
Talking about bowling and lacrosse.
Okay.
You can stay if you want, or you can roll. I'd be like, that's not really for me. I'm going to roll. Paying players isn't for
saving. I hear you. All right. Yeah.
The other thing is, Sean King can straighten that NIL issue out.
I didn't like that. High school guys didn't get it. I was like, damn, Sean. Yeah.
So if you transfer, then you can't get NIL money.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to fly.
Yeah. He was reeking of something else. I can't put my finger on it.
I said you get one transfer.
Yeah, one transfer.
Oh, the first transfer.
The first transfer, you can make money.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought the first transfer was.
So, in other words.
Yeah, look at you.
Darian Mensah goes from Tulane to Duke, and he makes $8 million over 2 years. So now when he transfers from Duke to some other school, he wouldn't be able to make any more.
Yeah, but what about when you got money and you're like, hey, Tulane, thanks for doing our job. We've identified the quarterback. We'll just come throw our money at him. Thank you guys for scouting him.
Exactly.
We're going to just pluck him.
Yeah.
Money talks. Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker.
That's our reality. We don't complain about it.
Oh, no.
See, that's the difference between like me and Buster Posey. What? And Farhan. What? Oh, the city. Nobody wants to come to the city. It's got problems with the city. Have you ever heard me complain about how the big four schools take all our great players? No, I don't complain about it. You know why? Because it's just what happens. And we have to rebuild every year. And we'll do it.
This dude, Mensah, he carved up Cal something tough.
Yeah.
I watched that game.
And Tulane shut him down.
Yeah. We'll see what
he's a good kid. He's a good kid.
Like, you don't know him.
No, my daughter does. No, my daughter says he's a nice guy.
But the way you say it, Stoddy.
Do you see the...
Would you want him back?
Yes.
Wow. And he said yes. That quick.
Absolutely. He was fun to watch.
You want to get paid, though.
Retzlaff's, yeah. He is not
he ain't
as aesthetically pleasing as Mensah. Let's put it that way.
I watched him sign. I go, he ain't my type of quarterback.
By the way, you know what? And Grandy's in there. Maybe I can. Grandy.
Oregon.
So Tulane had a running back, Mekhi Hughes, last year. He's really good.
All right.
He transferred to Oregon. Now, do you know, did he probably get NIL money?
Oh, yeah, I think so.
Okay, definitely.
Hell yeah.
Okay. So he goes, now he's at Washington, and Grandy told me he's redshirting because he couldn't
play. Oregon, not at Washington.
What did I say, Oregon?
You said Washington.
Okay, he said, yeah. Shoot.
I didn't even catch that, Grant.
So Oregon, he transferred to Oregon, he's not playing, and now he's redshirting.
He's asked to redshirt because he realized he's nowhere near the top of the depth chart, so he can get another year somewhere else next year.
Hey, finesse.
What are we doing? We'll take him back, too.
Hey, look at him. Finesse the system.
We'll take Mekhi Hughes back.
If you got money.
Stoney, what can you tell me about Nick Kerr's son? Evan and I got to sit down with him. But how would you describe him? What do you know about
him? Wait.
Nicholas.
When?
You were, remember Evan, he pulled up on us? Nicholas. We did the interview. Stoney was,
where was I?
You were out of town. We were at Chase.
That wasn't Kerr's son. That was the new Santa Cruz head coach who's replacing Nicholas. Nicholas is now on the assistant. Oh, he's on the staff.
Yeah. But I was asking about Coach Kerr intel, his son.
I've never. I've never met
him. All right, I was asking. Damn, E, thank you. That was the new coach. Put one down in the stinks.
That's like a sweet word.
We really need to do
so. Who did you really talk to?
The head coach of Santa Cruz.
He was the assistant coach in Santa Cruz. Yeah, his name escapes me. I apologize. Yeah. But he's now the head coach for the Santa Cruz Warriors.
Yeah, he was cool. But I was thinking about Nicholas Kerr, Donnie. Kashasky asked.
He's now an assistant.
Lane Wilson.
Yeah, that's our guy, Donnie.
So,
you can't do that.
As long as we're doing this. So last night they were talking about Nicholas Kerr.
Yeah.
And they showed a guy. But I think they showed the wrong. Like, I don't.
Oh.
I saw two guys, and I'm not sure which one is Kerr's son.
All right.
But it looks like he's still. He's sitting in the second.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Row still though, right? Not that it matters. Yeah, he's a second row guy. Nicholas Kerr.
He's back there with GP2.
Stanley, I think you're tough on GP2.
Like, I don't think he's going to have a good year.
No, I get that.
How's that tough on him?
But what intel is giving you that?
I didn't like the way he finished last year. I think he's older than his age. I think he gets hurt a lot.
Because I'm telling you, I mean this.
I don't think he shoots it well.
If you're telling me right now I got to put clamps on, let's just say Dame Lillard's not hurt or somebody's giving us the business, it's GP2 steal for me.
Yeah, I think he lost. Like, I don't know what was going on
last year.
I don't know what was going on last year, but I don't think he was nearly the on-ball defender that he has been. Now, maybe he was hurt, and he's healthy now. And he's never gonna hurt you, I don't think. But I don't know. I don't like the way his shot's looking. That's just me.
But that's not what he's out there for.
We better make corner threes.
Oh, and I know I brought up Shasky and Spadoni real quick. Stoney had stats on this morning. It was great. And Shasky asked him, Shasky's mother asked him, what do the assistant coaches do? So he asked Stotts, you know, what exactly are you looking, the assistant coaches looking at during the games? And it was an awesome answer. But he said mainly the offense. And then, you know, he'll talk about everything else. But I was just bringing that up like, man, that ain't no easy job either.
Oh, it's the Ron Adams, easiest remember? Job in sports.
Yes. Not if it's
assistant
not going,
coach.
Not oh if it's God. What if the offense is all clunk? That's like offensive and defensive coordinator. Yeah, we've seen it with Wilkes, who's got him a job right now, Stoney.
I'm just saying.
No.
Assistant coach.
I like that question. Like he said, I'm mainly looking at the offense.
Well, yeah, Stackhouse does defense.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Stotts does offense. Right.
But my point is, it falls on Kerr at the end of the day. But if you're I'm sure Kerr's letting them have it on. What the hell's going on?
I can honestly say I'm sort of built for this.
You told me to jump in.
No, I don't have a problem with anything. What do we got? 140.
I love my effort today, and I just hated that I butchered it with the Nicholas Kerr. Thanks
Who
for helping
the
me.
F?
Yeah, thank you, Evan.
Yeah, the Warriors.
Yeah, Belichick.
Belichick. Tomorrow we should tease what we're going to do tomorrow.
Should we or should we wait?
Oh, because somebody will steal it?
Oh, no, I thought you were talking about the person.
Person or percent?
That we're supposed to have, the person.
Oh, no.
Okay.
No, what I'm talking about is...
like bragging on the deer before you get them.
You had a topic I've written down that we didn't get to today that we're clearly going to get to tomorrow.
Right.
And I was going to just kind of tease it for tomorrow, but now I'm not going to because I don't want any of the other shows to take it.
Yeah.
And that's who they are.
Jacking for topics.
Exactly.
I've been driving around like, that's ours.
Exactly.
Just
we
make
love
sure
you guys.
You remember.
Now I'm going to tell Evan.
I will.
That was evil.
I will. what's coming up next in the game is the crossover, but it's still brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You imbecile.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.